Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It wasn't one play. It was multiple effort plays that our group ignites from that inspiration. You know, it could be Tuck diving on the floor, making an extra effort, batting the ball away, Bam's block, Jimmy, the two steals, the closeouts, by Max, Gabe, coming in there and digging out some loose balls when they have an opportunity to dunk it, underneath. You know, the guys were just really, disappointed at halftime. I barely needed to say anything. Everybody was just disappointed at our defensive effort and focus, but look, this is a very good team that we're playing against. So it's not only us, saying that, hey, we have to do that better. They're putting a lot of pressure, on our defense. And, that's what you expect when you get to this level.
That was the head coach, Eric Spoelstra, after last night's 118-107 win. Heat over the Celtics game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Reed, the voice of the Miami Heat, going to join us here from Bally Sports. Eric, hell of a first game in this Eastern Conference Finals for the Heat last night.
Beautiful way to start what's going to be a terrific series.
Well, let's jump into that terrific man last night, Jimmy Butler. You've been watching these games since the start. You're always the guy to go to when we go into everything. I got to tell you, Eric, we've had some special times with Dwayne and LeBron and going back to some of the original teams with Zoe and Hardaway and the whole gang. But I got to tell you what, man, Jimmy Butler's performance and was so much more than just the 41 points. That was special. When he needs to score, boy, that second half, we're going to start putting him in a special club. He keeps winning these games right now.
Well, he's putting himself in that special elite club right now, Joe. Yeah, it's funny. Just to digress for a second. There's a reason that I have gone on record saying this was the most enjoyable season I've ever had calling Heat games. And we've had better teams, per se. We've had better records. But there's something special about this group. And last night, you saw it. But I'm going to start where you want to start, Joe, with Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's... it's not just 41 points in 41 minutes, 12 and 19 shooting. He went 17 of 18 from the free throw line. First of all, you see that 18 free throws, the most he's had in this playoff run. You know, it's Jimmy's kind of game. And Joe, that's what I love about this team offensively. There's so many ways they can beat you. And Jimmy represents a way you're familiar with, moving the chains, getting first downs in a basketball way, getting points in the paint, getting you to the free throw line. He did so many things. And, I thought he and Gabe Vincent really blew the game open in the third quarter. They were the only two guys in the game for Miami that played all 12 minutes of the third quarter. Jimmy had 17 points and three steals and 10 free throw attempts in that third quarter. And Gabe Vincent scored 10 of his 17 points and had two blocks in that game-changing third quarter. But, Jimmy... I use this on our post-game show, and I think this puts it in a perspective that any Heat fan is going to really understand. He has had three games in the 2022 playoffs of over 40 points. LeBron James had three games of over 40 points in his four seasons of playoffs with Miami. So Butler's having one of the he's having one of the great postseasons in Heat history. He's having his greatest playoff run ever, and this is the 10th year he's been to the playoffs. Joe, he's averaging 30 points a game and almost 8 rebounds, nearly 6 assists, leads all players in steals with over two a game. We thought he was amazing, and he was in the 2020 bubble run to the finals. He's topping that right now. He has been incredible. And when you think about what he's doing on the defensive end, as well as getting you 30 points every night, you can make a case. I said this again last night. He threw another log on the fire in that debate of who's having the best playoffs in the NBA. He is in that conversation right now.
He should be at this point after seeing what he's done for this team. Another guy that might not have had, 30 points last night or 20, whatever it was, but P.J. Tucker, after getting nicked up and then coming back in the game, you just saw something different too, I think, for the rest of the players. We've talked about it here on the show this morning when PJ got back in, and you could just see it, like how much he means to this team defensively and just as a leader on this team.
I love what Zach, great question. I love what Jimmy Butler said after the game, like that he's never fallen in love with another player like he has with PJ Tucker. I thought the biggest stir of game one wasn't that the Heat gave up 62 points in the first half on 60% shooting and allowed 40 points in the paint. That was scary. But what was scarier was seeing P.J. Tucker, limp off to the locker room with about 8.5 minutes left in the first half. We didn't see him again in the first half, and all I could think about through halftime is, Lord, please don't let it be serious. The way it was a non-contact injury, and you're thinking, oh, please, he had a calf strain. You're praying, like, don't let it be his calf again. Don't let it be an Achilles. And to see him come out and start the second half. And remember this. This is probably the most underreported thing about game one. Tatum was magnificent in the first half for Boston. He had 21 points and one turnover. He was a big part of the reason they had 40 first half points in the paint. Did you see what he did in the second half with Tucker harassing him? He went 1-for-7. And he had 6 of his 7 turnovers, and all 6 of them came in the game-changing third quarter. It's a team effort, but Tucker's the guy that was on Jason Tatum most of the night. He's a nightmare to play against. He's everything that Jay Crowder was for this team 2 years ago and more. He's such a winner. It's not an accident he was on a championship team last year. That's all he cares about. That's all he thinks about. And you know what? He's surrounded by a lot of guys that feel exactly the same. But Tucker is a winner. He's a warrior. Every team would like to have him. Forget about looking at his stat line to see his importance. He's a guy that deserves the eye test. And he's a fire-breathing man. And you love him on your team.
You know, it's funny.
And he made a couple quarter threes last night, too, which is always nice.
Right. Yeah, that's his shot. No question. Hey, one thing we do talk a lot about, we look at guys and what they make and like, oh, he can't be a superstar star unless he's putting up numbers. You know how this thing works. And the numbers just aren't what this thing's about, especially Bam Adebayo, a guy that ends up having, it looked like a real good game, had some great blocks, came up really big, obviously buys in the whole defensive thing. But I think he took 5 shots last night.
He took four shots.
Jeez.
You know, it's weird, too. He only took last 3 games. Game 5 against Philly, 4-for-7. Game 6 at Philly, he only scores 10 points, goes 5-for-5. And then last night, 3-for-4 in his 37 minutes. Only had 4 rebounds, but the 4 blocks.
Yeah.
And just the way he plays and all the little things he does. They didn't need a lot more scoring from him last night. He'll have bigger games on that end, but, that's another winner and warrior, and the versatility of the way he defends, the way he can make plays for others. It's not an accident that he's trying to get to the NBA Finals for the second time in the last 3 years.
Eric, I got to ask you, getting away from before we get to any more on game 2 coming up or last night, how surprised were you to watch what the Mavericks did to the Suns in that last game? I was blown away. I we've seen blowouts in the regular season and in a game 7 at home.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's jolting to lose a playoff game at home. It's just absolutely jolting. It's 100 times worse than losing a regular season game at home, then. So to have that happen in game 7, I was stunned. Not so much that Dallas would win, but the way they won. And if Phoenix just didn't have a response, it almost looked, if you watch just the body language of Chris Paul and Devin Booker especially, it looked like they felt like they didn't have a chance. Once they got punched in the jaw, they put their hands down. But what really impressed me about Dallas, and Doncic is amazing. I just saw a show on ESPN the other day of Nowitzki and Doncic sitting there interviewing each other. It was amazing that Dallas would have two international stars back to back like that, who are among the very in the league. But the defense that Dallas played, it was phenomenal, and I give them a real shot at beating Golden State. And from a Heat perspective, man, I hope they do. That would give the Heat home court advantage in the finals should both teams get there. But great job by Dallas to come back and win that series. And you know, those Western Conference finals begin tonight.
And, Eric, you called a lot of games before. You ever seen 20 blocks in the game? It just seemed like there was an absurd amount of blocks in that game last night.
And, Zach, not just blocks. I mean, these were amazing
right,
blocks.
Right, right.
I mean, Nesmith blocking the Caleb Martin dunk early, you know, gave me a Bam Jason Tatum flashback. And just in case you needed another one, you had Tice blocking Deadman's dunk, right, which was similar to the to the Bam's block of Tatum 2 years ago in the game one overtime. Just amazing athleticism. Listen, don't be surprised. You're going to see great defensive plays every single game in this series. These are two, if they're not the two best, they're two of the very best defensive teams in the league. They get after it. You know, you saw the Heat trail by 13 in the first half, come storming back. Boston was down 20 early in the fourth. They make it a game. None of this is going to be easy. It's all going to be hard fought, and I think well played. You got two excellent coaches and two teams, you know, one 3 wins away from playing for a championship. The other is 4. And just to listen, there is always that tendency, and it's not just from fans and media. I think players do it sometimes too. An overreaction emotionally and mentally to the result of each game. It's a long series. you wait to the end to cast your judgment. And each game tells you a different part of the story. But Boston lost game one to Milwaukee. They were down in that series 2-1. I don't need to refresh your memory on how they came back off the mat and won that series. So all it was a great start and a really solid way for the Heat to begin. You know, the defense, and it wasn't just on Tatum in the second half. I mean, they held Boston to 45 points on 29% shooting in the second half. Geez. And the 39-14 third quarter, guys, you know, you wonder, like, nobody, I don't think in that building, other than a few Celtics fans, felt good about that first half. I mean, the Heat give up 40 points a game in the paint during the regular season for a game. They gave it up in the first half. But they came out, and if you had any doubts, they were erased pretty quickly. Miami started that third quarter on a 22-2 run. And very few of these games are decided, you know, in the quarter. This one was. That third quarter won it for Miami. And Boston tried, but they never really recovered from that third quarter.
Eric, don't you worry. We always overreact to a win. That's just the way we are, my man. Right? I got my cheerleading outfit on. I don't look very good in it today, but yeah, we're ready to go, man. Thank you. Eric, thank you, man.
Listen, you'd have been right at home with me and Crotty on Radio Row last night. Crotty actually got out of his seat and danced to Pepas.
Wow. We got it.
Didn't care who was and you gotta respect that.
You gotta respect that from Crotty.
Crotty.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Make sure after every game you go to
between Crotty and the great Tommy Tighe last night.
Oh,
if Tommy turned into a bobblehead or he was just nodding because he liked so much of what he saw in that game.
That's a crew right there, Eric.
Oh, you're
go
beautiful.
To Bally Sports after every game for in-depth post-game coverage with Eric and crew. We appreciate it as always, Eric. We'll talk to you again. Game 2 coming up Thursday night.
Thanks, Eric.
As my old friend Bart Scott once said, can't wait.
That's right. Yeah, Thursday. Right.
Only you could get
that. Got to throw in the Jets there. Got to get it in there. Well done, Eric. Well done.
Jet Joe, show.
Give me a few more backers like him. We'll be in.
Yeah.
Appreciate.
Oh, no question, man. All right.
Good luck with that. Bye. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, it's Eric Reed from Bally Sports joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, hey, one scoop a day, and you're going to be ready to play, man. We're talking about this AG1. By the way, it's not new to town. There's a lot of people on South Florida work out every day. A lot of young people taking it right now. You know why? Because it's 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals. It's just one scoop of delicious green powder. All right, not delicious, but really good. But by the way it works for you is fantastic. And if you've been dragging a little bit and you're like me and haven't had a vitamin or a mineral in like your whole life, doing it for the first time, man. And it's easy. Starts in the morning. You're done. And, boy, you just got so many good things in your body to just get you turned around. I'm trying to turn my lifestyle around.
You're doing it.
Minus a couple of cold ones from time to time.
No, it's okay. You're getting it done, and that's what you're going to get with AG1. I started taking AG1 because I didn't want to take a handful of vitamins every day. I didn't want to have to worry about, oh, did I remember to take that supplement or this vitamin? Or that? No, it's all in one, like Joe said. One scoop, 8 to 12 ounces of water, boom, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and you're good to go the rest of the day. Take control of your life. Take control of your health. You're going to do it here with AG1. Listen, they're going to make it easy for you as well. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. That easy. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your health. Do it for everything you've always wanted, because you don't want to take a handful of vitamins every day. This is the easy part of it. Here's the website one more time. athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.